Hola, familia. I'll just start like that every time. Okay. Sorry if it sounds like I just woke up, because, well, yep, I did again. Dope. So, let's talk about the week. Well, I talked to you guys last Sunday. Crazy that's already been a week. I can't even believe it. But, let's see, on P-Day, we didn't really do anything. Yeah, it was just kind of like a chill P-Day. I went and bought my thermos, and then we just kind of, like, came back to the bench and just kind of chilled because we were tired. But, Elder Hill... and Elder Gillum, they switched companionships, so now Elder Hill has a new companion, Elder Tolman, who's pretty freaking sweet, so it's been fun to have, like, another missionary in here, and yeah, it's great. Let's see, after Monday, yeah, it wasn't really anything, so now Tuesday was pretty sweet. We went and we're looking for somebody in, like, the deep Visha, like the Visha area, which basically just means sketchy and fun times. But we weren't able to find him, which kind of stunk, but oh well. Let's see. Oh yeah. Then we went to lunch with one of the counselors in the bishopric. And they have, like, a little kid that's, like, crazy, and it was fun. Because he's insane. But, yeah. Good times. Oh, yeah. On Tuesday, we found this lady who's, like, an Antigo investigator who talked to the missionaries, like, a while back. But then she stopped talking to them, I guess. Well, we went and found her, and she basically told us that she's just, like, waiting to die. So that sucks. But hopefully we're going to be able to get her some happiness in her life. Right, Elder Chandler?
Who?
Noldy. Yeah. The only problem is she's, like, never has time because she's crazy busy or whatever, but... Yeah, that was kind of sad to just... Yeah, I'm waiting to die. Oh, great. Let's see. Now this is Wednesday. Nope, Thursday. Because I didn't write on Wednesday. Oops. But, Thursday, we... Maybe this was Wednesday. This had to have been Wednesday because that isn't that when you had your meeting? No, it was Thursday. No, it was Wednesday that you had your meeting. Yeah. Yeah, but like when you went to the district. Wednesday. Yeah. Well, Kiyomi's meeting on Wednesday. Oh yeah. So Elder Schaefer came over, one of the other elders in the other district. That was fun, but it was just kind of like a busy morning because, like, it was a crazy morning. We didn't even get able to, like, do anything because we had to, like, take our laundry over to somebody's house and come back here and wait for our lunch appointment and whatever. But then, after that, we were able to talk to... one of the families in the ward whose the wife has cancer. I think you said pancreatic cancer, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was sad, but good. she's very nice. And yeah. Then we came back, went to our. Let's see, we were, like, just looking for investigators all this time. Like always. Then, Let's see, Thursday. Thursday we had our district meeting. That was cool because we got a bunch of new people in our district. So it was cool to meet all of them. We're going to have a dope transfer, this transfer. We're going to get a baptism. It's going to be great. Oh, yeah. And then, let's see, Friday we went, because we have a reference to one of the Armada, well, one of the member part member families in our ward that we didn't even realize wasn't a member. We got a reference to her, and apparently she wants to get baptized, so we're just trying to find her, that part, and that was sweet. We have high hopes that we'll be able to get in and teach her the lessons quick and then get a baptism in. So, in our area in Tolosa, we haven't had a baptism in, like, over a year. And, like, before that baptism, that was, like, a year ago, they only had, like, one or two baptisms. Like, they just, like, haven't been baptizing in this ward for, like, forever. And so, like, if we can get some baptisms, we can, like, hype up the ward and start making things happen here in Tolosa. But yeah, so that was really sweet. And then we went and I had to do tramitase again, except for it sucks because I did all my tramitase stuff. But the thing is, I wasn't able to get him that day because I had to freaking, like, my passport has a space in between La and Baron. So, like, I have to possibly get a new passport, and so that would be a freaking pain because I'd have to go up to, like, Capitol to, like, the embassy and fix it. Yeah, exactly. I'll get deported back to the States. Woohoo! No, I don't think that'll happen, but who knows? I'm hoping for the best. Yeah, and then let's see. So that day we were, like, walking on the street, like, just looking for people, and this guy comes up to us in the middle of the street, and he's like, "Hey, are you guys, like, the Mormons?" And we're like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, well, I had a book, like, one of your books, and I've been reading it, and I really like it." And we're like, "Oh, yeah?" And he's like, "Yeah, well, but I, like, lost it, so do you have, like, another one?" And we're like, "Oh, yeah, sure. Here, take this one." We give him Book of Mormon, and we're like, "What's your name?" He's like, "Sergio." We're like, "Okay, where do you live?" And then he tells us where he lives, but he lives in the other elders' like, area, so we aren't able to teach him, but still, he was, like, crazy. He's like, yeah, I love the Book of Mormon. I, like, read that, like, a lot. It's really interesting. I want to hear more about it." And, like, he's just, like, super interested. Well, the other missionaries went and talked to him, and, like, he already has a baptismal date, and he's read all the way to, like, 3rd Nephi. Like, the middle of 3rd Nephi. Like, he's crazy. He's super cool. So, yeah. We have high hopes that good stuff will come from that as well. It was just kind of funny, because, like, at first I was like, "Oh, great. I'm getting robbed right now." Because he's just, like, coming up to us, and it's, like, dark and sketchy. But then, like, all he wanted was a Book of Mormon, and possibly baptism eventually. Yeah, and then let's see, Saturday, that was pretty fun. We went to we went with a bunch of Sitas to, like, with one of our members, Hermana Miranda, and then we also went to one of our investigators. Her name's Mirta. She's freaking crazy. I didn't realize how crazy she was until we went to her lesson. But, like, she's evangelista. So, like, she's an evangelico? Or evangelist? I don't know what the crap they're called. Evangelicus? I don't know. I don't know what it's called in English. But, yeah, that thing. And she she's nuts. Like, she's talking about how, like, "Oh, yeah, I only listen to you guys because you guys just preach the word, and I love the word, and, like, I love to talk about Jesus and all this stuff." And then she's like, Well, and when it really comes down to it, it's all like the same God and stuff. She's like, I'm just glad that you guys are preaching about Jesus. And we're like, yeah, well, here's something about priesthood authority that you guys don't have. So your baptism is like pretty much invalid. So sorry. But yeah, she's crazy. And then she was talking about how like we were talking about the plan of salvation. And she's like, oh, yeah, I believe that there's a world before ours. Like, I believe that it was full of a bunch of giant people. It's not written anywhere, and you can't find it in the scriptures. But, like, somebody said it somewhere, so it's got to be true. And we're like, like, it's just super funny. She's like, and then she was talking about how, like, she's experimenting with, like, Christian music. Because she's like, Christian music is obviously, like, of God. And then she's like, Satan used to be a director of music, but then he got too like prideful and then was like trying to be a better music director than God, and God like smote him down because he was trying to be this good music director. And we're like, dude, you are freaking nuts. Like, that was funny. So yeah, we're gonna talk to her and see if we can get her to believe in the Book of Mormon, and if not, well, yeah, that'll be kind of interesting. But yeah. So yeah, that was fun. Then we had like a big like Noche de Hogar thing, like a family home evening type thing in like this garage where we went and had like this milk that was like boiled milk basically, and put like white chocolate in it. And it was really good, except for the fact that it was like literally lava and like burned my tongue. Like, my tongue is still messed up. But it was fun. Then we like talked to them about gospel stuff, and there were some like less active people there. And then we were able to share like the story of Joseph Smith and Joseph Smith history and stuff, and like it was actually a really awesome experience. We were able to like just talk with them about the importance of the knowledge we had and stuff, and it was good. Oh yeah, and here's a funny story. When we were doing like some holiday base, like in the nighttime, we were walking up to this guy's house, and this like we ring the doorbell, and all of a sudden this boxer just comes running out of their house because like their door was open. It just comes running out of the house and like barking like crazy, and then it runs like literally straight head first into the fence where we were, and like hits the fence and like flips backwards on the ground, and like it and like is like all stumbling on the ground, and then like gets back up, and then the guy comes out, and we're like, holy crap, like what is happening right now? The guy comes out and he's like, oh no, I don't want to hear from about you right now, blah, blah, blah. And then like he's like trying to get us to go away, but he's trying to get his dog back in the house, and so we're just kind of like just standing there just like awkwardly like not leaving and he's like coming up to us to like get the dog back into the house, and it was just like super awkward and super funny. Like the dog just like destroyed itself. It was like, oh, it was so freaking funny. You guys probably just would have to be there. But it was good. Let's see, and then yesterday we had church. That was good. So we have a ward mission leader that hasn't been to church in like, well, pretty much since I've been here. So like finally in our consejo or correlation meeting, we were like, hey, we're going to come pick you up before church, which I don't know why it took us this long to do that, but whatever. So then we went and we picked him up, and then we got him to church. So that was great because, well, yeah, man. I'll rant about our leadership stuff later. No, it's good. It's just, you just really shouldn't put a person who doesn't really go to church as a mission leader, but it's fine. But that was good. And then we went to church, and then I had to teach the Sunday school lesson because we didn't have a teacher. And then they were like, oh, here's the book. And then I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll teach. And so then I just taught gospel doctrine. So that was fun. Well, then after that in priesthood, like the guy that we gave the Book of Mormon to showed up at church and apparently had gone to the other ward's meeting, because we have two wards that meet in our building. and the other one meets like the hour block after ours for sacrament meeting. So we went to the other sacrament meeting, like took the sacrament, and then like came to priesthood with us, and like he's like, yeah, I'm already in 3 Nephi, I'm like super interested, this is awesome. And we're like, yes. And so that was awesome. And then last night, probably part of the reason I'm like so tired right now, we were up until like, I don't know, like 11:30, maybe even midnight, but we were like just talking about like cool mission stories and the church, and like it was awesome. It was really cool. But yeah, man, it was a sweet week. It feels like it was like a way longer week than any of the other weeks, but at the same time, it's like crazy that's already over. Weird. But yeah, today we have planned to go to like some big Masharista. It's kind of like a Sam's Club. See if we can buy some cool stuff. Then the other missionaries are going to like this the thermos store that I bought my thermos to go buy their thermoses. And then who knows? Maybe we'll go on a shopping spree somewhere or something. You know, with four missionaries, you never know what's going to happen. But yeah, so fun times, man. We're just partying life away. No, we're working hard and we're trying to find some new people to teach. Because if we can get a baptism in this transfer, if we get two, we have like two people that could be baptized. And they're both in both of our areas. And like, if we can make this happen, we'll like change Tolosa and it'll be so freaking sweet. But yeah, so I love you all, and I will talk to you guys via emails in like, I can't do math right now, but in a little while. So yeah, have fun and have a good week. Love y'all. Peace out.